Check my inbox and what do I see? Just another day, another T-R-A-D-E. I'm an addict, and I need it in my veins. I'm an addict, otherwise I feel plain now. Every day I wake up, people got a problem. Making all these trades up, got me singing got them. But I've been paid up, I even started from the bottom. See, I don't wait up, I ain't even playing possum. So what it cost, I'm just a couple of firsts. Can't believe that it worked, not to say I'm a jerk. But I'm an addict, it's what I said in the first. You can curse all you want, you can pray in your church, but I'ma keep tapping return. I went up, I learned, I ain't trying to burn any bridges. I yearn for the feeling I earn. All my winnings to turn. You had a cheek before I drop you like the beat. I'm an addict, and I'm not really ashamed. I'm an addict, I'm reclining with the brain. I'm an addict, and the pot is what I'm playing. I'm an addict,
Russ and Rocky.
Other names, Trade Addicts Pod. Let's go.
I am Frank in the chat, and I have a trading problem.
I am Rocky Petrella, and I also have a trading problem.
I'm Tony Perez, and I also have a trading problem.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Session 395 of the Trade Addicts Podcast, where even though the network went away, the DAP is always here to stay. And I don't have a virtual background anymore, so I can do the DAP. and we are in, I guess, the last week of the regular season for like 90% of people. And if you play in week 18, God bless you, because I have no idea how you do that.
Oh, Frank, before we get into stuff, I wanted to, I couldn't do it without asking you this week, especially after our two teams played each other.
Yeah.
How much do you actually believe, not fantasy, just real life, how much do you actually believe in the 9-3 one seed Bears?
I think they're going to get smoked on Sunday by the Packers.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. And then I think they'll go crazy, but I think this is the come down to earth. But I said that this past week. So, very exciting. But we'll get into the Bears. First, we have to introduce our dear guest. We have Tony Perez, a.k.a. Tone. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Glad to be here.
Good. And we are last week of the regular season. We also are entering SFB playoffs. I think, no, we're in the middle of SFB playoffs. I finished in 4,000th place, so I've been out a while.
Same here.
Okay, Rocky's out, and Tony's also out. So we have no SFB to talk about.
I was seven in whatever the other number was. Yeah.
Yes, I remember watching the week one recap, and Scott Fish said he's like never seen a score as low as mine, and they made fun of me for 10 minutes. So I think I had like 140. It was crazy. So, Tone, we've been asking guiding principle you have in trading. Do you have kind of an updated version or what you said last time? Do you remember?
Yeah, just make sure you look at the other guy's team before you send a trade, because I know when I get offers and I can just tell that you didn't even do any homework, didn't do any research on my team, like that trade's not going to help me whatsoever. So, and that's an automatic reject. I'm not going to send back anything because you didn't put any effort into figuring out what I needed. So why should I do the same for you?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think it's always like, I'll give you another running back. It's like, dude, I don't need another running back.
Yeah.
I have a hard time starting as many as I do.
Yeah.
So, that's always a good one. All right, let's get into the news. I would say light relative to kind of these bigger weeks, but a couple big ones. Amon-Ra has an ankle injury. They're calling it low ankle sprain. Campbell said 1 to 2 weeks if lucky. So I hope y'all have a bye, because he's going to be out probably a week or so, or a couple weeks here. They play Thursday because the Cowboys and the Lions basically do this every year. I don't know how they continue to like schedule them and make them line up, but they play, I feel like, the Thursday after Thanksgiving every year because they both are locked in for Thursdays. So they play, and he hasn't practiced as of Tuesday night. So I would imagine he's out versus the Cowboys, and then they'll have the mini bye and see where he's at. But Jameson Williams, anyone? After his nuke of a game? Tony, what are you thinking?
That was wild, man. My cousin had him, and yeah, that was a wild game. He just crushed it. And then no Laporta, so that also helps.
You wanting to buy him now? Any hopes of buying him as like a dice roll against the Cowboys? Man. Maybe to get you in the end, or
I mean, would you? Throw I think up? It's just gonna be too. it's too pricey for what, especially after that game, it's going to be too pricey for me to want to pay, because you're going to be asking for a first.
Yeah.
And no one
was paying a first before this past week.
Yeah. So boom or bust a guy like that. And I think I'd rather just stay away from that.
Rocky, anything to add?
No. Do you know who do they play after the Cowboys?
Do they play the Bears again? I feel like they haven't. Oh, they played the Bears twice. I'll look. But
I'm just curious. It's like him against the Cowboys moderately interests me, but I also just worry that with nobody else to focus on, he's just not nowhere near as good as he was.
Rams at Rams.
Yeah.
Rams,
yeah.
Steelers, Vikings, Bears.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that's the more likely scenario, that he's just with him being the number one focus in the passing game, and you know, other than maybe like throwing it to Gibbs or something, that he just starts getting more blanketed, and I don't trust Jameson Williams to beat number one corners and things like that. So
I would be interested in Tesla if you can get him for nothing, but just as a dart throw if you need some bye week fill-ins this week. But he, because Tesla looked good in the couple of things he got. So we'll see. I don't know. The Lions are a bit of a mess outside of Gibbs. I mean, Montgomery's underperformed. Goff's underperformed. Just the Cowboys.
Even because Goff's been underperforming.
He was Amon a nuke at great. The beginning. He was wide receiver one by a while. Yeah.
I have him on a few shares. But for a while now, he's just been kind of been mediocre fantasy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad for the Lions. Like, they had the injury woes last year. And then they talk about getting their center back that retired.
Yeah.
Turns out his hamstring's falling off his bone.
Yeah. Crazy. Physical.
And then Terrion Armstead goes down, defensive cornerback.
Just can't stay healthy, man. And it's just crazy.
Like, yeah, man. It's brutal.
Their whole secondary's crushed. I think, like, for redraft purposes, I think Lamb and Pickens are both top 10 wide receivers this week in, like, most rankings. So. Yeah. It's crazy. Daniel Jones has a fractured fibula and is playing through it. And holy crap, it looks like it, because he's not running as much anymore. Yeah. And I know it was the Texans, but either of you worried about Jones? Because he's been carrying a lot of freaking teams this year.
I am. I don't have him anywhere, but if I did, I'd definitely be concerned. Like you said, he's not that I've had that injury, and it's very hard to run.
Yeah.
That literal same injury, very hard to run. And I knew that was going to affect his running ability. And now they just can stack the box now with, you know, and try and corral Jonathan Taylor as well as they can. But they're going to make Daniel Jones try and win some games. That's for sure.
With his arm, which is never.
Yeah, which thing. Isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I pretty much agree with Tony there. I don't really have much to add.
Do you have him anywhere?
I have a few shares of Daniel Jones. So I'm a little bit worried. I'm not sure if he's on playoff teams or not. But I mean, I'm probably still going to be starting him, because where I have him, he's probably my QB2, because I don't have the high end guys. So and it's a lot of some of the other guys that I have on some team, like I managed to end up with a few shares of Darnold, and he's been horrible recently too.
Yeah.
Not even always from an NFL perspective.
It's okay, he plays Atlanta this week. Give that a minute.
So but I think he'll be okay, but I don't think he's gonna be as good as he has been when he's not running.
Yeah. I heard a fun stat. The Colts play at Jacksonville this week, and they haven't won in Jacksonville in 11 years.
Damn.
So I wouldn't say sit your Colts, but, man, it's going to look ugly probably. Okay. Justin Herbert fractured his left hand. I think he had surgery. I said we'll have surgery. I write these as they come out, peeling back the curtain a little bit. Missing time TBD. It sounds like he's trying to play Monday. Now, unfortunately, he plays Monday.
Yes.
Doubly unfortunately, he plays a really pissed off Eagles team right now, because the Bears ran all over him. Yeah. So This was one of Dynastud's questions. He goes, how confident are we in the Chargers offense down the stretch? O-line decimated by injuries. I feel like this is his question every week. Run game inconsistent, and now Herbert might have ball security issues. Talking off the ledge for my Chargers players. I don't know how we can talk Dynastud off the ledge any further than we have the last, like, 2 weeks. But, like, Tony, are you worried about the Chargers now? Or are we just completely freaking out 100%. Outside of,
Miami,
I guess?
Yeah. Even then, like,
yeah.
He hasn't really done much all year. He had the touchdown last game. Yeah, I'm panicked for sure. Their schedule is pretty brutal.
Yep. They play Eagles this week.
Who even is the Chargers backup? I don't even know.
It's your first love. It's the Eagles versus Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, that's right.
Yeah. I almost want that to happen to put Rocky in a pack.
I did know that, Trey Lance.
Yeah.
I would be terrified of all my Chargers players with Trey Lance.
And we've gone over the Chargers schedule, but as a reminder, it's Philly, then at Kansas City, so obviously outdoors, at Dallas in week 16 if you survive that long, and then for your championship, congratulations, you get to play Houston, who is the number one defense in football. So yeah, it's not great. And we'll just touch on this since it's in the later part. Rocky Hampton's back. Sounds like it. It sounds like he's playing on Monday. So
yes.
Are you excited to take Hampton off your bench and finally put him in a lineup again for the first time in like 10 weeks?
I mean, a little bit. I'm excited to see him on the field, but most of my Hampton teams are not in the playoffs anyway, I think. So it's not that exciting. But yeah, I'm happy to see him back. I mean, Vidal's been doing great work. I imagine Hampton would be very good as well as long as he's 100%. I mean, I'm sure they'll probably split at this first game back, but I think after that he kind of goes back to sort of where he was.
Yep. I think it's interesting that I think Vidal's basically locked up the handcuff role, which I think was always a bit variable. When Hampton went down, they had
Hassan Haskins.
Yeah, thank you. So I think it's good that we at least know who the backup is if Hampton can't go, but it's going to be ugly. You get to come out with potentially no Herbert and play the Eagles, who are going to be very, very upset. So
yeah, I have no confidence they'll score, but I think the defense bounces back in a big way this week.
Mm-hmm. Especially against the run, because holy cow. So,
yeah.
JJ McCarthy's back again. They said he cleared concussion protocol. It's funny how that works, isn't it? Any interest? They play the Commanders, which is not nothing, but like, I have Jefferson in a lot of places, and this is bad.
It's so
bad. I think like he's going to quit.
He looks like it. That's
he's
going to
have a hamstring injury pretty soon here. Yeah. And
I know. I thought Jefferson was quarterback proof, and we're being proven wrong.
Yeah. I put that in, but who cares? Adam Thielen was claimed by the Steelers. Okay, so normally I don't put this in, like these types of news, but this actually means a little tiny bit to me. I think Thielen could be their second best wide receiver almost right away.
Automatically, yeah.
So is that any value to anyone? Would you trade a third for Thielen if you're competing? Tony, you can go first.
No, because he's going to retire after this year. So
do we know that? Probably, I guess. He's what, 36?
I think he said that. Yeah, I think he has said that he's going to retire after this year.
He's 35. Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
And it's not like he was doing any – well, again, the quarterbacking was awful, but it's not like Rodgers has been stellar.
Right.
But he wasn't doing anything when Addison was out either, though. So, I mean, I'm not sure. And he's going to a new team with a new system, a new terminology. So, if I have him, maybe I think about starting him if I'm desperate, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't want to send anything for him.
Arthur Smith system, too.
I was going to say, I don't think the Arthur Smith system is breaking into grains. Season
adjustment.
Yeah, that's true. And I didn't put this in there, but I'll just keep it. Petullo is going to continue to call plays, eggs and all. So I don't know what had more eggs, their rushing yards or the eggs on the house. So is anyone really worried about Barkley? Are we actually worried? Rocky, you can go first as the Eagles guy. I mean, he's 50 yards against a team with fantasy, no linebackers. Yes.
I mean, this has been an issue all year. He's just a lot of weeks been bailing it out with touchdowns, or maybe he'd have a 20-yard reception or something like that and make his stats look a little better. But, I mean, he's not been anything close to what he was last year. But I don't think it's him. I think it's mostly the line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we saw a couple weeks ago when they – had good blocking, he broke off like a 65-yard touchdown to open the game. So I think he's maybe slowed down a little. I do think the load last year maybe is put some wear and tear on him for this year, and maybe he'll be a little better next year. I don't know. I mean, he's still getting a pretty big workload now. Mm-hmm. I've been like railing at my TV, why the hell are you not playing Tank Bigsby? Mm-hmm. Every time he gets in there, I think we talked about this. He looks like he just looks different. And so I think there's a little bit of, but I don't think it's like, oh, he's old. I think it's more like he had 400 carries last year and now they're giving him too many carries again this year. So maybe it'll still be a problem if he's still getting 20 carries every game, but they're kind of not doing that now because they can't run the ball. Mm-hmm. They're also not scoring. So maybe they'll try and run the ball more. I don't know. But my main point is I think it's more the line than Saquon. So, but I'm definitely worried for the rest of this year. I'm hoping even at 29, he'll be a little bit extra. I think, like I said before, I think he's a guy who's going to play until he's like 30 or so.
Probably. Tony, anything to add?
I mean, I think the play calling isn't allowing the line to get into any rhythm. So, I mean, that's going to play a big factor into him not getting – you know, the yards that he was getting last year, they're not getting the plays in that they were making, you know, the explosive plays on last year. And I think that's just a big factor too.
Yep. Chargers, Raiders, Commanders, Buffalo. You can run on all four. You can, if you get the right run game, but maybe not the Chargers, but the last three, you definitely can. And Buffalo's going to put up some points. That's going to be a fun Week 17 game if the Eagles are back doing what they're doing. I want to go back to the Chargers for a second now that I think about this. Would you trade down from McConkey out of worry? Like, I'm reading below him, Devonta Smith, Flowers, Higgins. I don't know how Pickens is below McConkey, but he's there. Waddle. Would you guys trade out of McConkey down a level?
I'm the wrong person to ask because
you don't have McConkey
for, and I would trade him for all those people because I have all them higher than McConkey.
Yeah, right. Tony.
Yeah, for sure. Pickens. You said Pickens.
Devonta, Flowers. You can hear. We'll just say yes or no. We'll go down. Devonta.
Yes.
Flowers.
No.
Higgins.
Yes.
Pickens.
Yes.
Waddle.
Yes.
And then we're into DK Metcalf, Olave. Yeah, we're done there.
Yeah.
DK Metcalf is terrible. So I don't think you have to panic. If you like, obviously, people better, then obviously try and trade out. But it's going to be hard. And I wouldn't throw him away for Jameson Williams or McLaurin. I wouldn't do anything that hasty, but you might get some offers if people smell blood in the water on the Chargers.
Yeah.
Minor news, I just put Burrow survived Baltimore, which is a good thing. He looks healthy, and that's great.
Yeah, he looked good.
Hampton, we said. Marshawn Lloyd's practice window is open for the 87th time, and he'll be back on IR in 3 weeks. And T. Higgins is still in concussion protocol, and Jane Daniels is not cleared for contact. Just, I need T. Higgins back. All right,
Tony.
Let me ask you
real quick.
Yeah.
Because I tried to make this trade. I was talking to Frank earlier today. We had one trade, and we galvanized the troops, and we ended up with six. But I was trying to make some during that period, and I was trying to tear down from Burrow to Dart. How much would you need on top of Dart to give up Burrow?
a first and something young but not valuable, if that makes sense. Like a rookie that got upside somewhere, like Golden or something. Like, he's the wrong answer because the Packers receivers stink, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like Troy Franklin or something. Like, add him to a first and Dart, and that gets me Burrow probably.
Yeah, the person I was trading with said they weren't a big Burrow guy, but it's close to what I offered. Burrow and a fourth for Dart and a first and a second.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say
it was my non-playoff second. So. Yeah. So but it did not happen. Yeah. If it had, we could have been talking about that tonight. But
yeah.
Unfortunately, he rejected.
Dark scares me, though, man. Like, that dude has...
That hit yesterday.
Five holy concussions crap. This year already.
Yeah.
Like, that's more than Tua.
Yeah, I mean, that hit yesterday was brutal.
Yeah, just get out of bounds, man.
I know. Like, it's just crazy. Yeah, we'll maybe do a name game with Dart later. I don't know, because there's a couple name games we're going to do today because Dennis Dad had some questions. But all right, Tony, you want to do trades or listener questions first?
Let's do the questions first.
All right, listener questions. Starting with Tommy Blair at FF Tommy B on Blue Sky. It's almost 113 season. What are you doing to celebrate if you aren't in the playoff hunt in the TA League? So for context, it's the winner of – Rocky should probably do this. The winner of the Toilet Bowl gets the 113.
Yes, I hate it.
Yeah, so –
I hate knocking everyone's second down a pick.
Yeah. I think this is kind of trolling Rocky, but I guess how do you, this kind of goes into Dynasty's question a little bit, but how do you handle the Toilet Bowl? Like, do you sit players intentionally and then play your good players again in the Toilet Bowl so you can get the 113? Or because I know we're going to get into tanking rules one of these days and Russ is going to turn us off, but because he hates those discussions. But I don't know. I'm trying to think of the good way to like get a Toilet Bowl discussion going, but I don't think there is one.
Yeah. I don't pay much attention to it. Like, I mean, I do when I'm in it, but like, I don't strategize around it or anything like that. If I'm a seed or whatever you want to call it, I missed the playoffs by a couple spots, then I'm more invested. In a lot of teams, I'm just awful and know I'm not winning anyway. What Russ does is fun, though, is that at least he reverse orders it so that the two worst teams, because I've seen people just do it and like the two best teams get buys or whatever for the playoff bowl. He does the two worst teams get buys for the playoff.
Yeah.
For the Toilet Bowl. Yeah. Which is how it should be.
It is.
Yeah. But even still, I mean, 90% of the time, it's the team that finishes like seventh or eighth that's going to end up winning the Toilet Bowl and get that pick anyway. So,
yeah. Tony, you get in your leagues, do you have a Toilet Bowl prize or?
Yeah, we just, it's half of the buy in. So,
half the buy-in for the winner of the Toilet Bowl?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So
I would love to win the Toilet Bowl in that.
Yeah, it keeps everybody engaged.
I might need to consider that because that might get some of my league mates.
But yeah, I've never made a trade to try and win a Toilet Bowl, but if it was half the buy-in, I might consider it.
Yeah. Seriously. All we get stuck with is the 113.
Most of the leagues are like 100 plus, so you know,
it's a real chunk of change to win.
Yeah, you get 50 back and then you're not out as much. So,
and dang. And then Jonathan Smith at DFF. Hang on, I wrote his thing down. DFF underscore S Jonathan 02. Sorry, JS, I messed up. He always answers the question because he's amazing. And he said, my question was this week was, is your Christmas tree up already? And how early do you do it? His answer was the tree went up last Friday. It's the earliest we've ever put it up. I am actually behind in my household, just all the cleaning up after the wedding and everything. So it'll probably be this week, but it's usually the Saturday after Thanksgiving for me. Tone, what about you?
Yep, we just put ours up on Sunday. The weekend after Thanksgiving is usually what we do.
Okay.
We're procrastinators, so I often don't have it up until a couple weeks before Christmas. So
okay,
I'm not even thought about putting my tree up yet. Yeah.
Do y'all do real trees? I live in an apartment. I go fake. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have a fake one. We've had the same one for years. We probably should get a new one. It's probably like 10 years old at this point.
Yeah. I've had mine since New York, so it's been a while. All right. Dynast Dud. I'm a big believer in setting my best lineup, even when I'm tanking, but suppose that's not mandated by league rules. This is the rest question. Am I a jerk for potentially throwing a matchup in week 14 to try and get a better playoff? Ooh, a playoff matchup.
Oh, I didn't see
this
that.
I actually agree with. This I think is okay, but what do you guys think?
Go ahead, Ryan.
You want to go first, Tim? Okay. I don't think he's a jerk for doing it, but I don't generally try and do this. I feel like it's karma. You're like it's not going to end up the way that you hope it will a lot of the time. Either the other results won't go as expected, or you'll get the worst team and then they'll beat you or something. Mm-hmm. So I just generally play. I'm with him too. Even when I'm tanking, I set my best lineup. When I'm really like rebuilding, I just my team's so bad I can't win anyway. Yeah. But you know, I'm starting like the you know, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of an example of a really bad player, but I'm just starting to like. I've been starting. I know Kenneth Gainwell every week in a league.
Because, oh, I got that beat.
Yeah,
TA3.
Yeah. I have worse too. That's just the one that came to my mind. And TA8, he's been like my. We only have to start running running back. He's been my running back like every week this season because he's like one of the only running backs I have that plays. But but yeah, I don't, like I said, I don't think he's a jerk. I just think I'm always playing it straight up, whether I'm rebuilding, whether I am in the last week like this and I feel like there's one team I'd rather not play. I don't worry about that. I just play it straight up all the time.
Yeah. Tony, what about you?
Yeah, I agree with that. I first read this as
I did too for a lower draft pick.
Yeah.
Why don't you answer in that way then? Since Rocky did the playoff seed, would you tank for a lower pick?
I would if it's not. Yeah, and it's not in the bylaws. That's just you gaming the system and to get a better pick. Like that's put it in the bylaws if you don't want it to happen.
And which then, is why you should do playoffs. But I mean draft picks by potential points.
Right, by max points four. Yeah, then it doesn't even matter. So, yeah.
Because then there's no reason not to start your best lineup.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just talking about my TA3 team. So, last week I started Josh Dobbs at quarterback, Blake Corum, Caleb Johnson, Quinshon Judkins, Woody Marks, and Sean Tucker, Jack Besh, A.D. Mitchell. Wow, I didn't even know I did that. Trey Tucker and Brock Wright.
That worked out nicely.
Yeah, I think that, God, if that team won, I'm going to be pissed. But no, I mean, there's if you're going to tank, I believe in doing it right. And by the way, the reason I'm starting Josh Dobbs is because Kyler and Wentz are both hurt. So, and by the, yeah, they talked about Kyler. He's not coming back anytime soon, doesn't sound like. Yeah, so yeah. I didn't even put him in the notes. I think he's going to be a Viking in 6 months time, but we'll get to that in the non-point scoring season. All right, his next question: how far are you willing to go in pursuit of a championship? In one league a few years back, I traded all of my picks for 3 years. I've done that, thank the Lord. I did win the ship, but after seeing some upset playoff losses since then, I don't think I'd do that again. Tony?
The first one, I shouldn't have picks for 3 years.
I've done this as well. And you have to win that ship to make it worthwhile.
Then, he said like, ship, by the way. For the family.
Thank God I did. But yes. Like banners fly forever.
They do.
Do it if you can do it. But I don't have any picks until 2028. So yeah. You got to have a good stable base to be able to at least keep competing to get you through the years that you don't have the picks. Otherwise you're just going to end up selling everything off. Yeah. And they'll probably try and hose you on a lot of your players. So
agreed.
The one thing I'll add is I generally am not willing to do too much. I mean, not that I don't make trades going to the playoffs on some teams, but generally I prefer only if I'm in the title game to go like crazy. Because there's just too much variability, especially if you don't have a bye. You have to get through two other games to even get there. Mm-hmm. A lot of times the guy you're trading for doesn't even make that big of a difference if it's only one trade, you know, if you only one guy you're trading for. So I'm willing to sell out if I'm in the title game and I have picks or I have something I can use to make a deal. But other than that, I'm kind of just treating it like normal mostly. I'm not really doing extra, like, yeah, after next week or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys have trade deadlines?
No.
No.
Trade addicts, dude.
I have a home league with a trip, but in like 99% of my league,
yeah,
we don't have trade
deadlines. The only league where I have trade deadlines is the last like two redraft leagues I'm in, because that actually does matter.
Yeah.
People can just throw players around.
Yep.
I wanted to bring up a team for a guy who did that. So this is in my league. I've played with my fraternity brothers for almost 10 years now. So he basically rode the Ravens to a championship last year, beating me by 2 points because I sat Kyler for Stafford, which, you know, we'll get to that later. But he like had traded for like Mike Evans and for Derrick Henry and all these players that got old, and he doesn't have a pick until 2028 third round. It's his only pick left, and he scored 60 points this week because the Ravens aren't doing anything. Evans is hurt. So this is, I think, the dark side of what that looks like, right? Like of course, flags fly forever. But he is stuck. Like, you can get – it's one QB too, so Lamar's worth next to nothing.
Yeah.
And you can try and get something for Flowers, try and get something for Lamar, but there are times when you do this and you are legitimately stuck. Yeah. And, like, you know, I've known the guy a long time. I have no idea how he's going to get out of it. I have zero clue. The only thing he can pray for is that someone else does a dispersal with him, but I don't see that happening.
Nobody's going to help him out Nobody's going to help him out.
No,
they know
he's guaranteed last place. Yeah,
that's what I was saying. Like, they're going to try and, you know, bone you on your players. So
yeah,
they're not going to do you any favors. That's for sure.
And we do have a last place punishment, even though it's dynasty. It's fairly harmless. You have to go to a sports bar from open to close for a day, and there's ways to knock off your time, but it's not like the worst thing in the world. You don't have to like go get a tattoo or something like that. All right, now we get to name game. In half PPR, how high do you have Judkins among all RBs? What about full PPR?
Yeah, that was a good one.
What would you trade him for this offseason? Asking because he's clearly very good as a runner, but feels like without pass catching, he's has to be prime Chubb level to score like an elite running back. So let's just do full PPR because half PPR is kind of messy when we get to him. But I mean, I think it wouldn't change too much, honestly, because he doesn't catch. So
yeah.
Tone, where do you see Judkins kind of going forward?
Yeah, so I was looking at it, and so there's Bijan, Gibbs, Taylor, Achane, Jeanty, McCaffrey, Cook, and then you get into Bucky, Hampton, and then Judkins is at right about 10. So I'd have him probably between 9 and 15. Somewhere in there.
I think that's probably right, but I feel like Rocky's looking at the rankings right now, and we're going to find out he's lower than that. Do you have DLF up?
Yes, I do. Judkins is RB7.
That's too high.
Yeah, it is too high. He's above Hampton. I would not have him above Hampton.
No. I did at the beginning, and J Mike's going to kill us both, but I wouldn't.
I think that's probably just prisoner of the moment.
Probably
hasn't played, so
He's definitely not going to be above anybody above him, but I'm curious where you put some of the guys below him, like Judkins versus Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley,
I'd take Judkins probably.
Yeah.
Judkins versus Bucky.
Bucky.
I agree. Judkins, McCaffrey.
The ageless wonder.
I know. An interesting one because McCaffrey is so good. But
he's got. I mean, he's got what? A really good year left, probably, maybe. Like one more, if positively. I'll take Judkins for the age, but it's close.
I think I'd take McCaffrey on that one.
I was just putting myself like, after the season, would I trade McCaffrey for Judkins? And I don't think I would.
Really? Yeah. And the non-point scoring season, so it's over now.
Yeah, so that's why I was trying to look at it that way. And I think I'd rather get the – assuming I had McCaffrey, I was probably contending this year. I think I'd rather hope to get the extra – get one more great year than
back
on Judkins. Like the question was saying, he may never be like a – prime RB1 anyway. So I think I lean McCaffrey there, even though obviously the age is a big issue. The next one I think is interesting too, because I would take this guy over him. Breece Hall.
Hall. Oof. He's gonna look great on the Bears next year.
I'll take Hall.
He is a free agent, right?
And so is Walker. My two boys are.
That's the big reason. Like, he's been good with the Jets too, but the fact that he could be not a Jet makes him even more appealing to me going forward.
Even if he is a Jet, like they're going to get a new quarterback. No, I'm saying they're going to get a new quarterback next year. Garrett Wilson's coming back. They have a bunch of I think two or three first round picks next year, and then two or three the year after that. I mean, they're gonna. I know it's the Jets.
I mean, we'll do this.
I'm gonna.
They also
got
a rookie quarterback 3 or 4 years ago that didn't work out.
I'm gonna kind of wind myself up on the Jets this non-point score season again. I can already feel it. Especially if Hall comes back, but I think problem is if he's a Jet. Allen's going to be back because people forget Braylon Allen was in his kitchen before he got hurt.
My guess is he won't be a Jet.
I don't think he'll be a Jet. I think he's going to be a Chief or a Bear, and then he's going to go nuclear.
I think he probably wants that, and I think the Jets would be idiots to pay big money for a running back.
So. Yeah, agreed, especially when Allen's free and probably as good, if not better. Mm-hmm. Judkins or Travion? Travion really crapped the bed yesterday.
I would go Judkins.
I would too. The committee freaks me out. Even if Ramondre is not there, I feel like the Patriots would draft someone to mess with him.
Yeah. 100%.
The one between Breece and Travion on DLF's list is Kyren.
Yep. That's another guy I was going to say.
I've never been a Kyren guy, and Corum's taking all his stuff now. So I would take Judkins.
I have been a Kyren guy, but I think I would take Judkins. I'm definitely worried that Kyren's just gonna fall off soon.
James Cook.
Yeah, Cook. Right above Judkins. I would take Cook.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs.
He was the next guy on the list downwards. Yeah.
He's another guy who's freaking me out by how much he's getting hurt nowadays. I don't know. I think
27. He's 27.
He's clearly, I know he's clearly the one too when he's there. I mean, like Wilson's barely getting carries when he's playing. So probably it would probably depend on like what Rocky said with the contending versus not. Because if I'm contending, I probably have Jacobs already, and I probably don't want to go down. I kind of want to do like a wide receiver, Judkins. Judkins or Devonta Smith?
Judkins.
That's tough for me.
I knew that would be hard.
I mean, I'm not a huge homer. I love.
No, I know. You just like Devonta more than AJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to answer right now when their offense is looking so bad. But
Fula won't be there next
but
year.
But he's good.
I'm willing to bet that.
Yeah. So I think I would go Devonta Smith there.
Quinshon Judkins or Rome Odunze?
Ooh.
That's tough.
He's been bad.
I know. That's why it's tough.
DJ Moore is fully like back him. To being wide receiver one on that team.
He's not been great fantasy-wise either.
Yeah.
He had a good game a couple weeks ago, but
man.
I think value – I don't know, because if he keeps not producing, Judkins is at least going to be an RB2. You know that.
Yep.
He's already been that on a horrible Cleveland team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I lean Judkins.
Me too. It's close.
It should be a Odunze, but he's just
like, it should be a Odunze. That's a good way of putting it.
I think I'd take Odunze on that one.
Yeah. And then I will say I'll put them both together. We can rank them. Judkins, Higgins, and Pickens. The two free agents. I'm assuming Higgins is a free agent at this point, but because they have,
I would take Judkins over Higgins.
Wow,
huh. He's starting to annoy me a little bit.
Him falling right on his head bothered you? Yeah,
it's always something. If it's not a concussion, it's something else. And he's always going to be inconsistent, even in season. You know, even when he's healthy. Just because, you know, Chase and he's always going to get his.
And you don't know what Burrow's going to do. I mean,
if Higgins is healthy, then Burrow's getting hurt. So,
yeah, right.
So I think I would take Judkins over Higgins. And there's always the chance, too. He goes to a good chance, he goes to a worse situation than the Bengals. It's very possible. So, yeah.
Until he goes to the Patriots.
I was just going to say, I'd love to see him go to the Patriots.
Although we've put, like I said last week, we've put everyone on the Patriots.
Every receiver that's in existence that might not be on
the Patriots. A.J. Brown, T. Higgins, and George Pickens are all going to be on the Patriots next year. It's going to be great. Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's going to be like, you know, the Jets wide receiver two to Garrett Wilson or something.
Say that. Ugh. No, A.D. Mitchell's the wide receiver, too.
Higgins, I'm not sure about. I'm curious what you guys think. And then maybe
I'd probably take Pickens. I'd probably take Pickens because of what he can be. But I agree that his situation right now is pretty dang good. So he's not going back to the Cowboys. They can't afford him.
That's the thing, yeah. So, and there's no telling. Again, same. Yeah, it could be good, could be bad. But it's hard to see this situation improving a ton. I mean, I guess he could go
somewhere and be the wide receiver
one. Yeah, but he might not have as good offense around him if that's the case. So
we did. I feel like we did this exact exercise last week. How much would that pay? I mean, that'd still pay him a lot of money. Top five wide receiver. I just don't think the Cowboys can do that.
Almost $24 million.
I don't think the Cowboys can afford that. They got to pay other people, but that's never stopped them before. So they'll probably trade Quinnen Williams or something like that to do that. they probably will. So I could easily see the Cowboys using one of those picks on a wide receiver. So I think Pickens is probably gone. I'd be surprised if he's not. I'm just trying to think where, like, we literally did this last week now that I think about it, but I mean, Buffalo's the only place where I think he gets DeMont actually better. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Don't go to the Packers, please.
Yeah.
I'm begging you, don't go to the Packers. All right, we can go to the trades. TradeX leagues are 12 team Superflex PPR tight end premium with 1.75 per tight end reception, 0.05 per return yard in all except TA1 because they'll never break, they always hold. And before I get to the trades, I forgot Dynastud had another question saying, how many signatures do we need to get to not have week 14 buys? We're always going to have week 14 buys. I'm sorry, Dynastud, we're going to move on. First trades TA2, Trey Tucker for Kirk Cousins. This is a funny trade.
Tony, by the way, just real quick on that thing. If we didn't have week 14 buys, then everyone would be complaining about what the hell like two other weeks this year, there's like six teams off instead because
we're I think the reason he's saying that is because it's like the first week of playoffs and some people and they don't have
players.
And you don't have like McCaffrey and Drake May, which is annoying. What they should do is leave work week 14, but get like Matthew Berry, Jamie Eisenberg, and like one other guy, like one of the footballers, and they have to pick like the four worst fantasy teams for the year and put them on week 14. That's how you do it.
Get how many leagues really committee. Start in week 14?
Yeah, because if you want to do like 2 weeks playoffs, which some people do.
Yeah, I hardly ever had leagues.
That I tried that. We tried that one year. It was such a disaster.
Yeah.
Playoffs started in like week 12. It was so bad.
Yep.
Anyway, Tony, what do you think of Kirk Cousins or Trey Tucker, the number one wide receiver in Las Vegas?
This would kind of depend if I had Penix on my team or not. Otherwise, I'd take Tucker. But if I have Penix on my team, you're probably going to get a couple starts out of Cousins next year with this ACL injury.
Yep.
So –
or you get the next Vikings QB.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So I'd probably – well, shit, now that you've been-
I don't think he will be the next Vikings QB, by the way, but he might.
Yeah, I think I still take Tucker.
Yeah, I think I would – this trade is whatever to me, but I would take Tucker too, I think. I think we're probably past the point where Kirk's ever getting a starting job again, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So he's trading his – yeah, he's not been great since he's gotten the start with Penix going down. So he's not exactly showcasing himself for teams next year. So, yeah, I mean, and Tucker's, you know, obviously young. I don't think there's a huge ceiling there, but – it's Kirk Cousins. I mean, it's end of his career, Kirk Cousins. Yeah. So you're basically trading Tucker for a handful of starts in the next few weeks, in my opinion. And maybe a bridge quarterback spot somewhere next year.
I was just about to say that. I think we're about to get a very big QB shuffle. Because when you think about who really needs QBs, right? The Cardinals, unless they're just going to roll with Brissett, which they could. The Vikings, the Falcons, the Dolphins, the Jets. Am I missing any?
Raiders.
The Saints are probably going to draft someone or just roll with Shuck again. But like, if you think about the tradable quarterbacks, and someone said this on Twitter Blue Sky this week, and it really like made my brain think about this for a while. Like Mac Jones is going to be somewhere else this year, next season. He's like, he could be a Viking. He could be a Cardinal. They probably won't trade him in division, but I could easily see Mac Jones on the Vikings. And the Steelers probably need a quarterback. That's who Kirk Cousins is going to go to, by the way. That's just such a Steelers quarterback. But
they'll never be in position to draft one. So
no. So like, I think it's more likely than not that Kirk Cousins is starting somewhere next year, even if it's a bridge. So I would take Cousins here just because you get some starts now and starts later. So, like, couldn't you see Kirk Cousins helping insert rookie here on the Jets? Which would be great for Garrett Wilson, by the way. He would hyper-target the hell out of him. So, like,
I could, but... I'm not sure even that's a given, but I could see it happening, yes.
All we need to do, this is what we need to sign the petition for, Dynastud. We need to get Jameis as a starting quarterback somewhere.
Yeah,
I said the Jets. I said he should go to the Jets. That would be great. Jameis on the Jets would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so give me Cousins because I think he's going to start more than just this year. Okay, TA6, Theo Johnson for Zach Ertz. This was me, so y'all go first.
If I'm competing this year, I'd want Ertz. And I think even if I wasn't competing, I'd want, well, no, if I wasn't competing, I'd probably take a chance on Johnson, but yeah, give me Ertz.
This one's tough for me because Theo Johnson's been kind of decent this year. He's not had the peaks that Zach Ertz, like Zach Ertz has had some big games, especially in tight end premium, like multiple receptions and a touch, like a bunch of receptions and a touchdown. I think I go with what Tony said, that I think I would, if contending, I'd be willing to send Theo Johnson for the Zach Ertz points, I think. And who knows, maybe even get one more year out of him. I wasn't sure you were going to get this year out of him because he was doing this last year with Jaden Daniels when he came in, and he was a big target for Daniels. And I wasn't sure we were going to get another serviceable year out of him. He's been probably more than serviceable, so maybe you get one more. So I lean Ertz, but I do really like Theo Johnson.
This is me, and I'm one of the people feebly trying to knock Jay Mike off his pedestal. And my only tight end is Kelsey, who plays Houston and Denver in his last 4 weeks, and I just wanted someone else. And Ertz is kind of a wild card, but when he's on, he's on. I mean, he was the number one tight end in Scott Fishbowl scoring this week, which is crazy. So, this was also kind of before the content, to be honest. So, before we go on to the next trade, Roman asked a question. He said, to go with TA trades you have going on right now, what trade did you make in the offseason or early in the season that was a great trade and has helped you into the playoffs? I already have mine in hand if you guys don't have one.
Yeah, I have no idea right now.
I've talked about this trade before, but I traded Brian Thomas Jr. and McBride for Amon-Ra, Theo, and DK Metcalf. DK obviously underperformed, but Brian Thomas for Amon-Ra is pretty great. So Roman's going to give his in a second, but Tony, did you make any trades in the early season that's carried you? It doesn't have to be in TA. It can be any league.
Not carried me, but it's definitely helped. I traded, and I got it cheap too. I got Waddle for a second and a third.
Nice.
That was before the Tyreek injury. But I got that to insulate myself. I also had Tyreek. So I got myself to insulate. I got that to insulate myself from Tyreek if and when he got hurt, or if he was out of there at the end of the year, I'd have the number one Miami receiver. So that one helped.
Yeah.
This is one. I have a pretty good team around this. This is all quarterbacks. But it's just a team I wasn't expecting to. I thought I wasn't sure how good this team is going to be, and it's been the number one team in the league pretty easily. Nice. And this is part of it. Like I said, there's a lot of good other pieces here because what I'm going to say aren't the most amazing players, but I think it helped me a lot. Tua, I give Tua and my first, which is looking to probably be 9-12. Well, it's definitely going to be 9-12 because I'm going to have a bye. So hopefully 11 or 12. A two and a first for Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, and Nick Chubb. This was in September 7th.
Nice.
So say that again, sorry.
Two and my late first, what turned out to be my late first, for Daniel Jones, Baker, and Nick Chubb.
Yeah, that works.
Obviously, yeah. Chubb didn't matter that much, but I got two very good quarterbacks this year. Yeah. Two has been a mess, and I also just had to throw in my what hopefully is going to be the 112. So
yeah. By the way, Roman, Jordan Love, QB14, TA scoring. We got 3 weeks left, buddy. You said
have a bet on him being QB1 or something.
No, I have to go back and listen to exactly where it was, but it was on the Bold Takes episode. I think I said if Jordan Love doesn't finish as a QB1, he can't say he's a QB1 anymore. Roman talks about that in the chat a lot. So I said he can't say Jordan Love's a QB1. All right, TA8. Travis Kelce for Ray Davis in a 2027 second.
I would easily pay this for Travis Kelce, a home playoff team.
Same. Yeah, same.
Kelsey's been better than I think we could have expected this year. Yeah. Coming off last year. He's not prime Kelce, but he's a lot closer than he was last year in terms of fantasy.
Yeah, and I think he comes back next year too. So for at least one more year.
If they miss the playoffs, I agree with you. But, I mean, it's just funny. I feel like we've talked about him retiring like every year. I'm not falling for that this year.
You don't think he's just going to marry Taylor and head off into the sunset?
Yeah.
I hope so. Off a cliff. Yeah, no, I'd pay this for Kelce too. But
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure how much more you can expect. It still doesn't feel like enough for me, though.
Someone clearly likes Ray Davis to the fact that they had to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ray Davis is not, to me, this was Kelce for a 27 second. Ray Davis. Yeah.
Cook just got extended, didn't he? So Ray Davis isn't like staring at the front of the roster anytime soon.
No. Yeah. This was second and a more semi-legitimate, like, flyer type where, you know, somebody had shown flashes a little bit this year or something like that, a first or second year player, then I'd be a little more into that other side. But I feel like you need something on top of a second at this point for a team that's trying to trade Kelce, obviously, to win a title, to help win a title. So,
yeah. Yeah, and it's funny. We always talk about these rookies with the Bills and the Chiefs and everything else. There's always going to be a Ty Johnson there to mess it up. Mm-hmm. Because, like, Ray Davis is never going to be alone in the Bills' backfield because Ty Johnson's going to get all the third down carries and probably score two touchdowns that Ray Davis should have had. So, okay, TA9, Devonta Smith for the returning Jalen McMillan. I probably should have mentioned that. And a 27 first. Does he return this week or is he returning this upcoming week? Is McMillan back?
I think he's getting – he might practice this week is what I heard.
Yeah.
So it might be two more weeks.
Okay. What do y'all think?
You want to go first on this one?
I really like McMillan. I think I would take the McMillan side on this one and get the first in the 27 class, which is supposed to be really good. But I don't know what it is about McMillan. I think last time I was on here, I said McMillan was going to have a better year than Egbuka.
So did I. Yeah. He
breaks his neck and I'm like, what the hell, man? So I think I would lean that side. Until he shows otherwise, I'm still in on McMillan.
Yeah.
I'm not as big of a McMillan guy. It's really close to me, but I think the value's on that side. There's still a chance McMillan is something.
Yeah.
And because of that, that class is supposed to be so good. The 27 first, even if you don't end up making that pick, they're going to hold a lot of value probably once we get past the 26 draft. So, they already have some value, but I think it's going to skyrocket. Like once people start more talking even more about that class and stuff. So, yeah, I think I lean that side, but I'd have a hard time making it because I am a Smith stan, regardless of whether he's an Eagle or not.
Right. It says in the news story that Bowles added that McMillan had to adjust to wearing a helmet to see how strong his neck is. So he's coming back was probably a bit strong by me, but this is hard because I do think AJ's going to be gone.
I'm still not sure, but I wouldn't be shocked.
I agree with you, but the trend is that they're feeding AJ and they've lost the last two games.
Yep.
And I'm sure I'm not the only one drawing that comparison.
And looked crappy offensively while doing it.
Yeah. And
it's not like they've lost those games 35-33 or something.
It's funny. You wouldn't think of a wide receiver like hamstringing an offense, but like it's weird. He is a little bit. And like, you almost want to get like, we'll just do a Patriots trade just for fun. Like you want to trade him to the Patriots for there first, even that's probably too much, but like, and draft a wide receiver, that almost feels better for what the Eagles want to do than to try and please him. So if that's the case, then Devonta is the number one in Philly, and I probably want Devonta. He's probably a top 12 wide receiver, although I keep saying that. I'm going to have 14 top 12 wide receivers somehow. I would probably take Devonta, but it's close. Okay, the next trade, Christian Watson for a 2026 early second. Tony, what do you think?
I'd take Watson for that. He's shown some promise this back half of the year. I really like him. I think I would take him for a second for sure.
I think I'd rather have the early second, knowing that it's early. I think it's like top four, looking at the standings. I did look at this before I put it on the sheet. He's just too inconsistent for me, and I'm not sure I'll ever be consistent. He'll have his blow-up games here and there, but I think an early second is just too much. I might even do a late if I was like given the 211 or something. But I'd rather have the second.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think you guys know my stance on the Packers wide receivers. They're all the same. They're all going to have good games, bad games. Jaden Reed's coming back to mess that up even more. And yeah, no, thank you. Roman's trade from the offseason, by the way, was I'm assuming he got Adams and Engram for Pitts, Keon Coleman, 212, 301, 307. That'll do.
Yeah.
Adams for Pitts and stuff.
Yeah, Adams is crushing.
You don't even need Engram for that. I'd probably do that just for Adams. Yeah. And he said,
I don't think that was too bad, crazy value wise, coming into the season.
Because Coleman was one of those hot hipster fantasy picks that everyone liked, and he's
and I don't think most people expected Adams to do quite as well as he's been doing.
Yes, I think people thought he'd be a wide receiver two, not a wide receiver one.
Yeah,
which is crazy. They just keep throwing touchdowns to him. It's like their whole goal line plan. Okay, last one, TA10. This is the biggest one. AJ Brown and Dalton Schultz for Garrett Wilson and a 2026 mid-third. Tony?
This is me, by the way.
Oh, man. That one. I think I lean the AJ Brown side. I just don't know what to expect in New York anymore, man. It's a and how long is it going to take for Wilson to be worth that? Where I think AJ Brown's going to have a little bit more value on that end.
This is actually hard because I love Garrett Wilson.
I just don't know what they're doing at quarterback, man. Like,
I don't either, but it could be just about anyone and have it be better.
Yeah, you're not
even
wrong.
Even if it's Tyrod. I mean, Tyrod made Garrett Wilson look like Randy Moss for a week.
Yeah. And as long as whatever rookie they draft isn't as bad as Zach Wilson, I think that might not.
Rookie they draft might be as bad as Zach Wilson if it's who they're looking at. The guy they're looking at is a project.
Who are they looking at?
Dante Moore is who I'm seeing mocked to them from Oregon, really? Who's kind of a project. They would need someone in front of him. I'm going to take Garrett Wilson only because it has to be someone else at quarterback. Like Cousins. I mean, Jameis, Garrett Wilson could be the top three wide receiver. He's going to get so much volume. Yeah, I'm probably taking Garrett, but it's close. I don't know. Rocky, which side were you?
I got the Garrett Wilson side and the third. This is me and Herms, actually, by the way. He got the other side. TA10, he's one of the top teams. I was trying to contend. It didn't go so well, and I'm not going. I was looking through my leagues today, and I'm not going to make the playoffs in TA10, no matter what happens this week. So I looked to try, in part because we also wanted some stuff for the show. I was looking to maybe try and sell some pieces. I get a little younger with Wilson pickup. That's actually my pick. I think that's my 305. I put on probably 305. AJ Brown has not been great before these past 2 weeks anyway. It could change next year, a different team. It could get worse next year with a different team. That's what the we keep saying. So, and Dalton Schultz, I get why a contender might want Dalton Schultz. He's been fine this year. I don't know what Herm's tight ends look like. But I didn't really care about Dalton Schultz one way or the other. I think I originally offered him AJ Brown and Aaron Jones, and he changed to Schultz. So, I figured I needed a little something on top of AJ Brown, even with the hurt Garrett Wilson. But yeah, I believe in Wilson going forward. He was really good to start the year before he got hurt. And that's with a lot of bad Fields games in there. So I feel like he's not, I mean, no one, we've seen it just, we talked about earlier, no one's quarterback proof, but I feel like it can't get much worse. And I do believe in Garrett Wilson. I think I've traded for him in a couple of places since he got hurt. I can't remember where the other one was, but, I know I made one, at least one other trade for Garrett Wilson. So yeah, I'm definitely a believer. And AJ Brown, I'm starting to worry about.
I want to end on this question because you mentioned something that it could get worse. This AJ Brown isn't the same as Pickens to me. I mean, where could AJ go where it's legitimately worse than he is right now? Browns and stuff like that aside, he's not going there. Like, where could he go where it's worse? Because Vegas. I don't. Vegas, sure. Roman says Packers. That's correct. Although they would be the best guy they've had in 10 years. But I just struggle with the him and Pickens are the same, right? That it could get worse, or it, like. By the way, it could get better too, right? The Eagles could fire Petullo and get some high-flying offense next year and everything could be back to normal. But
yep.
I don't have the same belief in it could get worse for AJ as I do for Pickens, because AJ has proven to be QB proof. I will say, I won't say offense proof because this offense is kind of ruining him, but like he was a wide receiver one with freaking Ryan Tannehill, right? I mean, I don't see a place on here. Packers joke aside, I think he would actually be fine on the Packers. That he would get worse. Do you guys disagree with that?
No, I think you could be right there. I wasn't making this trade thinking AJ Brown is absolutely about to go downhill.
Right.
But
by the way, he'll be 29 entering next season. His birthday.
Yeah, and that's mainly what I was thinking is I can get younger and have an AJ Brown level, to me, AJ Brown level player. And I just had to throw in Dalton Schultz. So, but I agree with you. I think there's definitely a lot of places where it would not be worse.
I don't think he's as volatile as some of these other guys were worried about going somewhere and getting worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you agree, Tony? Anything to add?
Yeah. I like AJ Brown. I think I agree with pretty much everything you said. Yeah.
Yeah. The only place I would maybe worry about him is like the Chargers where he has to share with a bunch of people, but I don't think they'd trade him there anyway. He's too expensive. So I think the only places they're going to actually trade for AJ Brown are going to be people who can afford him. And those teams will need an AJ Brown to do that. Or else why would you trade for him in the first place? So I think that would make me more comfortable with what he could be. That's going to be the end of our show sheet. So that's going to be the end of our show. Thanks, Tone, for coming back. It's been a while. It's good to see you. We'll have you back on during rookie season. But before we head on out, why don't you remind everyone who you are, what you do, and where they can find what you do?
You can find me on Blue Sky. I'm only on Blue Sky. Tony Perez, 34, at B Sky Social. Yeah, reach out to me if you have any questions. Be glad to help you.
Are you watching film yet?
I know Zach Reed's diving in. I've been watching too much college ball already. So, yeah. And yeah, my Hurricanes aren't going to make the.
Oh, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure about that. We'll see. That'll be an exciting week this week. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Our stuff, patreon.com/TreyHawksPod. You can watch us while we record. We also have our Discord chat, the Cool Kids Club. And of course, the most important thing, Fantasy Cares. We have SFPL Mania, playoff league. They're going to turn that on any day now. 25 days, 25 jerseys. They gave out, what's the second? So they gave out Kamara signed yesterday, and they gave out Nico signed today. So everyone get donating. You can see Russ. They go live about 1 p.m. Eastern every day to do the drawings, and they also give out some signed jerseys and Funkos during the streams. I'm 2 for 2 in 2 days on the Funko drawings, which is very exciting. Nice. They also have their recap shows for SFB on Tuesdays, Trivia Tuesday nights, Wednesday night hangout, Rocky's Dynasty FF Addict on all socials. I'm Frank in the chat on all socials. And as Russ Fisher always told us, if you have a trading problem, you're never alone. Good night, everybody.
Appreciate it.
Good night, Frank.
Thank you for listening to the Trade Addict Podcast, a member of the DLS family of podcasts, and a proud member in the Dynasty Addict Podcast Network. Please follow your hosts at Dynasty Haha and at Dynasty FF Addict. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We will catch you next time on the Trade Addict Podcast. Poopy pants. Daddy's the best. See ya.